Contact Judge Jim's Big Debate live right now on Skype, Trax Big Debate, Twitter. This is Jim Trax FM. Email thebigdebate@traxfm.org. Trax FM, wicked music and chats for wicked people.
Judge Jim's Big Debate on Trax FM.
Oh, how you doing? Welcome to Judge Jim's Big Debate. It's Wednesday. It's 7 p.m. Here in the UK, or wherever are you in the world. Don't forget 8 o'clock, I'll be on, and of course 10 o'clock, DJ Chris in the Soul House Sessions. But with no further ado, take it away, Jazz.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Big thank you there to JJ the DJ for his show once again. You can tell by the sound quality and the introductions that it's certainly not streamed off of another radio station at a 62-bit rate. So thanks for that, JJ. Marvellous stuff. Just very quickly, I don't normally do this, but I noticed on social media last night, hang on, Chaz, just you have a quick nap for this one, that there was a lot of Mickey taking and whatnot. I was going to mention sport, that's why, Chaz. So a lot of people say about Arsenal, 2-10. What's your thoughts? Is it time for Wenger, he is a Wenger. Is it time for Wenger to go? All-time low, 2-10, it says on the back of the Times. Sorry about that, Chaz. Anyway, look, we'll get back to the real stuff. Yes, A Taste of Honey this Sunday, 5 o'clock with Chaz Summers. 8 o'clock with Rendell Radio on Saturday will be Rendell. So there's a good couple of shows there coming up on the horizon that you should all tune into, their listeners. Forget the rest, forget everything else, put them on, you'll enjoy it. And they certainly do not stream off of other radio stations across Europe, I can promise you that. Well, look, we've got the newspapers in today, and Private Eyes here as well. It's an interesting story about Ricky Tomlinson in that. We'll get to that later on in the show. But the CIA are featured on the front of The Guardian here this morning. And I had a good read of this over breakfast. CIA hacking tools exposed by huge leak. It goes on to say, we want your thoughts on this because this is more intrusion on your privacy. Britain helped US agency to develop a technique to snoop using smart TVs. Now, you people out there, if you come across a film called Snowden, do give it the time and watch it, because it's an education into the power as to what these people can really do. We've been a victim of that here on Trax FM, actually, a few years ago. But have a watch of that film. It's I guess it's quite close to the truth, but it's incredible. They demonstrate a search engine that they've got, part of the Prism makeup, that you put in someone's name, and not only does their Facebook and usual stuff come up, their emails come up, text messages, all that sort of thing. Very interesting. But anyway, turning back to this article, it says, it goes on for pages and pages and pages. It's an awesome read. And I've just edited it to try and get it into the show, because you know what it's like. Time flies when you're having fun, unless, of course, you just press and play and walk away. The leak dubbed Vault 7 by WikiLeaks will again raise questions about the inability of US spy agencies to protect secret documents in the digital age. It follows disclosures about Afghanistan and Iraq by the Army Intelligence Analysis Chelsea Manning in 2010, and about the National Security Agency and Britain's GCHQ by Edward Snowden in 2013. The new document to appear from the CIA's 200-strong Centre for Cyber Intelligence and show in detail how the agency's digital specialists engage in hacking. The leak of 9,000 files, which WikiLeaks said was the first tranche of documents it had obtained, were relatively recent, running from 2013 to 2016. The revelations in the documents include CIA hackers targeted smartphones and computers. The Center for Cyber Intelligence, based at the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, has a second covert base in the US, consulate in Frankfurt that covers Europe, the Middle East and Africa. A program called Weeping Angel describes how to attack a Samsung F8000 TV set so it appears to be off but can be used for monitoring. All right? And that's if you watch the Snowden film, that appears to be a British invention to be able to do that with a webcam. The CIA declined to comment on the leak beyond the agency's now stock refusal to verify the content. We do not comment on the authenticity or content or perpetrated intelligence documents, said a CIA spokesperson. Edward Snowden, who is in exile in Russia, said in a series of tweets that the documents seemed genuine and only an insider could know this kind of detail. Still working through the publication, but at what WikiLeaks has he here is generally a big deal and looks authentic. The article goes on and on and on. It goes on to page 11. Incredible, isn't it? And then you can see why we can have police numbers cut back and all the rest of it, because you're doing it for them out there. They just tap into you, don't they? Right, okay. It also describes, it adds, US UK accomplishments during joint workshop with MI5 BTSS, which is the British Security Service. I've not heard of them, I must admit, until this article. It details how to make the TV appear to be off while it is to be used to monitor targets. It describes the TV as being in fake off mode, referring to UK involvement. It says received sanitized source code from UK with comms and encryption removed. Bloody incredible, isn't it? Eh? Crikey. So I think the only way you can guarantee that you're not being watched in your own home through your TV is to switch it off at the source of the plug and pull the plug out. Bloody incredible, isn't it? Some of the CIA's electronic attack methods are shown to be designed for physical proximity. These attack methods are able to penetrate high security networks that are disconnected from the internet. Wow. Such as police record databases. In these cases, a CIA officer, agent or allied intelligence officer acting under instructions physically infiltrates the target workplace. The attacker is provided with a USB stick containing malware developed for the CIA for this purpose, which is inserted into the target computer. Bloody hell, it's incredible, isn't it? Just think, someone can actually break into your home, put the USB into the laptop or TV or your smartphone if it's about, and then download that malware, break back out of your home, walk away, not leave a trace, and they've got you. It's incredible, isn't it? Absolutely incredible. But look, never mind Arsene Wenger. Let's have a chat about this. This is the big debate. Things like this is massive. That's why we're here. Who would have thought that you have a spy in your own home? And where does it stop? Because you can legislate for all of this as much as you like, but it still will be going on, and it's going on in this country now. It just legalises it, that's all. You're listening to Judge Jim's Big Debate. The CIA, oh, what have they got now? What are they up to? Computers and TVs targeted. So, I mean, you could be having a very private, intimate moment at home, and your TV's watching you, not the other way around. Anyway, we want to hear from you. You know where we are. You can tweet. If you're on the move, if you're out there listening, and you haven't got access to the chat room or email or anything like that, you can tweet in to at This Is Jim Tracks FM on Twitter. Come and find us. Let us know your thoughts about what you think about the latest news on CIA surveillance, or you can come in and join in the chat. But first, you've got to find us at www.tracksfm.org. If you just scroll down, you'll see the chat room. Click on there and come in as a guest, or you can register with a handle or a nickname if you like. Also, you can pick up schedules of other DJs and all the rest of it. Listen back to other shows that you may have missed and whatnot. But come and join in the big debate here on Tracks FM. It's the only topical debate magazine show on the planet, accessible to everybody, providing that, of course, you've got an internet connection. We take anybody. We just don't tolerate swearing and racism and streaming of other radio shows. So it's over to you in London, Dave, for the music break.
Judge Jim's Big Debate on Trax FM. I wanna love you,
treat you right. I wanna love you every day and every
featuring Landscape and Boiler. Just to verify what Judge says, which you may find it quite amazing what WikiLeaks has revealed, and you do watch out for WikiLeaks. Watch Homeland, and a lot of that software they were using, you'd think that's quite fictitious. What Judge just verified is exactly what's in Homeland. It's not fictitious, absolutely not. A little bit like a 64-bit stream. Judge, take it away.
Well, you might, you jest, but a 64-bit stream is not fictitious. It might just sound fictitious. The pun's in the word sound. Staying with international intelligence and what have you, there's an analysis report in the centre of the Guardian, the latest, to have a listen to this, the WikiLeaks document dump about the CIA's computer hacking tools is viewed in Washington as just the most recent skirmish in a struggle between the US and Russian intelligence services, a fight in which WikiLeaks is widely seen as sitting firmly in Moscow's corner. But hold that thought for now, because go back into the Obama administration, and we did mention this at the time on the big debate. It says WikiLeaks has also published material damaging to the establishment parties in the run-up to elections in France and Germany to the advantage of pro-Moscow parties. In December, it published a cache of documents from a parliamentary inquiry into the collaboration between the NSA and German Foreign Intelligence, the BND, a potential embarrassment for the Chancellor, Angela Merkel. Now, if you cast your minds right back, it certainly is in our archives, I know it is. It was indeed the American intelligence authorities that were spying on Angela Merkel. So, look, to make out the US are angelic about their spying methods, let's just get the record straight. They do and continue to do spying on their allies as well as their enemies as well. Last month, the organisation used Twitter to promote more than 3,000 documents from its archives on the centre-right French presidential candidate François Fillon, raising French fears that WikiLeaks could become a channel to influence the vote in favour of the Front's national leader, Marine Le Pen, whose campaign has been part financed by Moscow-based banks. But it's incredible, isn't it? Because 20 years ago in the UK, it was Murdoch's media empire that was deciding who was going to be elected to office by, you know, the Sun newspaper, the Times, the News of the World, all headlined anti-Labour Party messages and ensuring that, both Tony Blair and Margaret Thatcher were returned to office. And of course, now you've got social media and the internet muscling in. They don't quite like it, do they? I think WikiLeaks is interesting because, of course, it's Jason Asnage's organisation, and he's tied to that. And of course, Moscow's involved in it, but there's going to be other bits and pieces where Washington's involved in certain things. But here's something else that I read on the right next to the same article, actually, in The Guardian this morning. If you remember, about 6 weeks on Donald Trump's inauguration to President of the United States, I said there's stuff being released in the papers that won't quite say what they want to say, but they're brushing up to something. Well, here is something that is a lot firmer, and it's suggested by journalists Luke Harding and Nick Hoppings of The Guardian. They're quoting a guy called Christopher Steele from MI6. Now, another lengthy article, but Steele, who left British intelligence in 2009 and co-founded Orbis with an MI6 colleague, said he would not comment substantially on the dossier's contents. And this is a file that he's put together. Published in January by BuzzFeed, the dossier suggested, all right, they used again the words very cleverly, dossier suggested that Trump's team had colluded with Russian intelligence before the US election to sabotage Hillary Clinton's campaign. Citing unidentified sources, it said Trump had been compromised by Russia's FSB spy agency during a trip to Moscow in 2010. Now, hold that thought. Now, what could that mean? What could that be? Well, it goes on further to say, it alleged that Trump was secretly videoed, probably through a smart TV, with Russian prostitutes in a suite in the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Moscow. The prostitutes allegedly urinated on the bed used by Barack Obama during a presidential visit. Trump dismissed the dossier as fake and said Steele was a failed spy. Vladimir Putin also rejected the dossier. His spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, claimed Russia did not collect compromising material on Trump or anyone else. Steele's friends say he has been keen to get back to work for some weeks. They insist he has not been in hiding, but has been keeping a low profile to avoid paparazzi who have been camped outside his family home in Surrey. So there you go. Urinated on the bed used by Barack Obama, prostitutes, all in a posh hotel. What do you think? Is it probable? What's your gut feeling? Oh, I'll leave that one out to you. It's suggesting these things. It hasn't quite nailed it yet, but if The Guardian, which also, by the way, listeners, is featured right through the film Snowden, manages to get these controversial evidence and reports on it, I bet your bottom dollar in the coming months, maybe years, they get something more firm about what happened in Moscow and that posh hotel with those prostitutes and Donald Trump. That's going to be an interesting one, to say the least. But anyway, look, that's that bit. If you've got something to say about that, then do get in touch with us here on Twitter at This Is Jim Tracks FM, or do come and join us on the chat room via www.tracksfm.org, and then join in the chat. You don't have to put your name in if you wish to stay anonymous. We can only find what country or what city you're in, and that's it. And please don't come in and join us and stream off another radio station. That will not do, because you'll just fool us and have us over for 5 years. You're listening to Judge Jim's Big Debate. Arsenal 2, someone else 10, I believe. Wenger's got to go. It's over to you in London for the music break, Dave.
Contact Judge Jim's Big Debate on Skype, Tracks Big Debate. Twitter, This Is Jim Tracks FM. Email thebigdebate at tracksfm.org. Join the Tracks FM chat room, www.tracksfm.org. Tracks FM, the original 103.3 Pirates.
Notice everything in me. Feel the need, oh, feel the need in me. I need you by my side to be my guide. Can't you see my arms are open wide? Sweet, sweet love, I'd rather die. I need it constantly. Your love takes care of me. Your love is better to me than apple pie. Just put your hand in mine. Love me all the time to prove you will plainly see. Feel the need, oh, feel the need in me. I need you on the case. Heart in place, you make me what I need to be. Ooh, feel the need, oh, feel the need in me.
Detroit Emeralds and Feel the Need in Me. You're listening to Judge Jim's Big Debate. Judge, just a quick one. Is there any verification in links with Trump and Russia? Is there any, I know we're hearing a lot of stuff, but is there any confirmed verification, confirmation of this link pre his presidency and post his presidency? Take it away, Judge.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Post-presidency, there's nothing yet, but surely I think if there is anything pre-presidency that now comes out, I think we could say that is in fact post-presidency. Because I did see, I think Paddy Power, the bookmakers, was offering something like 5-1 that he resigns. So don't rule that out yet. I'm just turning back to that article, Dave, that you to match that question. Hold on a minute. You see, why would an MI6? Yeah, it's MI6, MI5. Obviously, it's international. Why would MI6, an agent for MI6, write or report a dossier like that? What is in his interest to produce a document like that, suggesting that? And also, if that is wrong, right? If that is wrong, Donald Trump is a multi billionaire. Let's understand that. So, why isn't he issuing high court proceedings for libel against MI6 or the British government to get this put away, to get this to close this down? I know it wouldn't be the money that would be the issue for him, but it would be certainly a principle. After all, he is a principled man, isn't he? So there's something in this, because this hasn't received any sort of condemnation from the British government at all. So yes, there's something has definitely happened here, and they've got something compromising on Donald Trump. Because why else would Christopher Steele produce this? Because he's the one that runs the risk of everything, and he's come out into the newspapers and put it out there. So interesting stuff. I'm just reading on the article, see what it says. It says several of the lurid stories about him that have appeared in the press have been wrong, friends say. The stories include claims that Steele met Alexandra Litvinenko. Do you remember him? He got killed, assassinated in London. The Russian dissident was murdered in 2006 with a radioactive cup of tea, probably on Putin's orders. So as head of MI6 Russia desk, Steele led the inquiry into Litvinenko's polonium poisoning, quickly concluding that this was a Russian state plot. According to friends, he did not meet Litvinenko and was not his case officer. According to, like the way The Guardian says, according to friends, that means official sources that don't want to be named. I personally, that's why I said before the music break, on a balance of probabilities and what that translates to in layman terms, your gut feeling, right? You've got Washington denying it, you've got Moscow denying it, yet you've got the British government, close ally, very close ally to Washington, the first foreign power to visit President Trump, out of everybody, suggesting that this took place in a Moscow hotel in 2013. So what is your gut feeling? I'll put it out there. My gut feeling is, yes, it happened. All right? If we were to take it to a British Crown Court of Law and they said and applied the criminal burden of proof of beyond reasonable doubt on what you know, is there enough to say, yes, it happened on a basis of beyond reasonable doubt? Possibly not. But a gut feeling... yes, and why isn't the Trump family over here now issuing high court proceedings for libel against MI6? Okay, just food for thought, that was all. Dave, I hope that answered your question in a long-winded sort of way. Just turning to the Times newspaper today, I can report that this caught my eye, actually. I can report today that Guyana strikes it rich with a huge oil discovery, it says on page 13 of the Times. This is by Stephen Gibbs. He's the correspondent in Georgetown. In his creaking wooden offices in the capital, Guyana's Minister of Natural Resources was anticipating the national equivalent of a giant lottery win. Our time has come, Raphael Trotman said. We are preparing for a windfall. The former British colony, the only English-speaking nation in mainland South America, looks set to become a significant oil producer after a consortium made a world-class discovery of up to 1.4 billion barrels of oil in deep water off its eastern coast. ExxonMobil, the American energy group, says that it will be investing $5 billion in the project and expects the first oil to be brought to market by mid-2020. The discovery is worth £36 billion at present prices, equivalent to 16 times annual economic output in Guyana, which is home to only 730,000 people, whose average income is £3,350 a year. Revenue will be shared on a 50-50 basis between foreign oil companies and the nation. But it goes without its problems because in that part of the water and part of the land is contested by Venezuela, and there's a bit of a dispute between Guyana and Venezuela at the moment over that. So good news there for the people of Guyana. Let's hope they get some infrastructure out of it and some jobs and whatnot. Turning to, well, the reason why I saw that article is because the one I saw underneath it, now I'm not going to go into details, but our producer back in London will know where I'm coming from when I read this out, and I can't go into more details than what I'm going to read from the Times. Nurse sacked after Facebook Zuma rant. A South African nurse has been dismissed after she posted a rant on Facebook about President Zuma's fourth wife and her security guards taking over a hospital. Carmen Hartman is said to have written that Bongi Negmazuma, 52, was there for non-urgent treatment. And she's quoted as saying, 10 very expensive black cars plus cops on motorbikes protecting wife number four pitches up at the hospital, preventing other paying customers from seeing their loved ones in hospital, she claimed. Goes on to say that she was sacked for breaching patient confidentiality. But the moral in the story here is, do you think that employers should be able to use your social media page to bring you in under their disciplinary codes? That's the question I've got for you. Because after all, you might be referring to work. However, you're talking to your close connections, aren't you? Your friends. Or indeed, are you? Because if, like some of my colleagues at work on Facebook, they've got their bosses listed as their friends. The last time I met my boss and classed him as a friend was never. I've never had any of them on my social media. So do you think it's fair? I know it's down in South Africa, but we do have the same sort of issues in the UK. Do you think it's fair that a nurse, by telling the truth, really, as to what's going on, should be sacked for patient breaching a patient confidentiality on her Facebook page? Surely, that's in the public's interest, isn't it? You're listening to Judge Jim's Big Debate. We want to hear about your views about Facebook and social media used to discipline employees for what they say and what they do on there. We want to hear from you, your views, please, here on Trax FM. It's over to you in London, Dave.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And you come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room,
And now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. Ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I. Well, I'm in love with your body. Ooh, I, ooh, I.
I gotta tell you I'm in love with your shape. You said the mother brothers couldn't really juggle your weight. And you were shy in the beginning, used to cover your face. You got that sweet, sweet love and I'm a sucker for cake. I know, girl, you got a body they will kill for. Love you through whatever, who you trying to skip a meal for? Girl, you're too precious, why you trying to split the bill for? I ain't even guessing, they should have you up on billboards. That's all talking, you can go to work and let me pick up the slack. And when you finish what you're doing, we'll be kicking it back. We can listen to my tunes until you're sick of my raps. And I got money in the bank, but not a figure like that. You got me looking at your shape, man, I've already won. Trying to come and kill the game like my brother Teddy done. I ain't even trying to play it cool, cause this is bigger than my pride. Let me multiply your loving and I hit you with the vibe, eh? Shit.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room. And now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. Ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I. I'm in love with your body. Ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I. I'm in love with your body. Ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I, ooh, I. I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. Come on, be my baby, come on.
Pour out my liquor, there's not a flaw in your figure, I'm so impressed.
Come on, be my baby.
And baby, you can call me as quicker, I don't be talking on Twitter, girl, that's dead.
Come on, be my baby.
Girl, stop curving the question, I turn your curse to a blessing, that's overnight.
Come on, be my baby, come on.
And weigh up your options and spend the day with a problem, I do you right.
I'm in love with the shape of you. You push and pull like a magnet, oh, my heart is falling too.
Ed Sheeran featuring Stormzy, was the Stormzy remix. Yeah, you're listening to Judge James Big Debate. Sorry, I was in conversation with someone else and someone else on Facebook. That Facebook thingy, or that social media stuff, and being used for discipline and anything else, intelligence or whatever. I see some rants and stuff like that on Facebook. People check in. It could potentially be used in a criminal investigation. That is evidence that you were wherever you were at that time. It's very, very, very serious stuff. And sometimes I don't think we need this software, all these intelligence officers, because they just have to switch on the computer and just track you down. It's amazing. Judge, take it away.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. This is another grab, as I like to say this morning. Hungary to put all asylum seekers into camps. Now, what does this sound like? By the way, before I forget, watch a film called Anthropoid. Brilliant film about the Czech resistance in World War II. I've seen it before, the 1975 version. But watch it. It's out there. You might be able to stream it. Not from another radio station, though. Right, Hungary to put all asylum seekers in camps. Migration, a Trojan horse for terror, claims Orbán. Outrage over detention in shipping containers. This is reported in The Guardian today. Human rights groups have heavily criticised a vote by the Hungarian parliament to force all asylum seekers into detention camps, as the country's prime minister, Viktor Orbán, called migration a Trojan horse for terrorism. Asylum seekers will be kept in converted shipping containers as they wait for cases to be heard via video link, as part of measures Orbán said were designed to save Europe. He sees the migrants, many of them Muslim, as a threat to Europe's Christian identity and culture. The measure was opposed by civil liberty groups and some socialist MPs, but was passed by 138 votes to 6 with 22 abstentions. Well, those 22 abstentions should be shot. Support come from Orbán's Fidesz party and the far-right Jobbik. Amnesty International said the proposals would breach EU law and the Refugee Convention. Dumping all refugees and migrants into containers isn't a refugee policy, it's avoiding one, the group said, denouncing the Hungarian moves as a flagrant violation of international law. Well, it'll be interesting to see what measures the European Union take against this, because Hungary is involved in the EU, and this could end up in The Hague at the European Court of Convention for Human Rights. So it'd be interesting to see what happens if that's, it's got to be escalated there, because Amnesty International must have taken legal advice before making that statement. So it'd be interesting to see. And it should be, as quickly as possible, progressed up to the European Convention on the European Court on Human Rights. Of course, we will be forgiving and forgoing that jurisdiction once we trigger Article 50 in the UK, by the way. Just thought I'd mention that. Still, you voted for it, have it. A total of 391,000 people arrived illegally across the green border with Croatia in 2015. The Hungarian government claims, of whom 177,000 submitted requests for asylum, but only 5,000 waited for asylum proceedings to be completed. Hungary accepted, drum roll, 502 asylum seekers in 2015, 425 in 2016, and Germany took in 890,000 in 2015 and 280,000 in 2016. There have been Swedish press claims rejected by the government that border guards have attacked asylum seekers. Media access to the camps is restricted. So there you go. Let's get that case up to the European Court of Human Rights ASAP. And there's a picture in the Guardian of barbed wire, people trying to get through, shipping containers, tents, and whatnot. Syrian refugees. See, this is what happens when you go around bombing other countries. You bomb their infrastructure and their homes, and then people start complaining that they arrive at your doorstep. Well, kind of figure it out, will you? Interesting that. Okay, let's see what sanctions, maybe Hungary will get thrown out of the EU. That'd be interesting, won't it? But of course, just remember this, folks, I'll say it again. We won't have recourse to the European Court of Human Rights once we leave the EU. So if this sort of thing happens in Britain, which to a sort of a degree it does, you've got no comeback on it whatsoever. But you voted for it, you can have it. It's over to you in London, Dave, for the music break.
Big Debate on Trax FM.
You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. You're one of my kind. About you, girl, that makes me sweat.
I've got
to let you know you are my kind. Oh. I need you tonight, 'cause I'm not sleeping. There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat.
And I need you tonight. Those stats on those refugee figures are bloody amazing. Excuse my French. Yeah, where is the EU on Hungary dumping refugees into containers? Bloody terrible. Take it away, Judge.
Yes, thank you, Dave. I really did want to give this a mention in the show. Before I do, I'll just check Twitter to make sure there's nothing in the news that I could possibly bring to your attention. Nope, nothing from our lots of things on International Women's Day today, of course. Anyway, look, let's have a look here. All right, we've got Mr. Sean Spicer on CNN. Sean Spicer being the press spokesman. Spokesperson asked if Trump is the target of counterintelligence probe. He says, "I think that's what we need to find out." Is his response. As a video on Twitter just been released from that. Anyway, look, the Shrewsbury 24. This is something from today's Private Eye that came through my door. 44 years after six pickets were jailed, more than 4 years after their claim of gross injustice was sent to the Criminal Cases Review Commission, the CCRC, the Shrewsbury 24 are finally hoping for justice. West Mercia police have recently disclosed long-buried evidence in the case, apparently unearthed from an old police museum, and passed it to the CCRC. Only the commission and the police know what it is in the old files, but the actor Ricky Tomlinson, who at the time was a plasterer and was jailed for 2 years for conspiracy to intimidate, hopes it finally persuades the CCRC to send the case back to the appeal court without delay. His trade union pal, Des Warren, who was jailed for 3 years, died in 2004, and none of the other survivors is getting any younger. The case arose out of the 1972 National Building Workers' Strike over poor pay and dangerous conditions, and became one of the most controversial criminal cases in recent trade union history. The initial view of prosecutors at the time was that the picket should not face charges. There were only threatening words, and there was no evidence against any particular person of violence or damage to property. However, since then, a wealth of material has emerged suggesting that Ted Heath's Tory government of the day, along with its blacklisting friends in the building industry, were driving the prosecution to make an example of the pickets. A controversial and scaremongering documentary, The Red Under the Bed, screened on the day the jury went out to consider their verdicts, actually shows Tomlinson and Warren at the head of a union protest march. Some might suggest trial by media there. The film was funded and created by the then propaganda unit, the Information Research Department, run by spooks from the Foreign Office. Fronting the film was Woodrow Wyatt, the former left-wing politician and journalist who swung to the far right. The CCRC has long had all this material and detailed submissions from lawyers representing 10 of the surviving pickets, but in May last year it made a provisional decision not to refer the case to the appeal court. In a statement to the Private Eye, it said Since then, we have been dealing with substantial further submissions. Most recently, an amount of previously unknown police material has come to our attention, and since December, we have been in the process of obtaining and considering that. So watch this space, listeners. I think there's going to be some revelations there, as they all seem to be playing for time. Incredible. Right. Okay. That's that. Had to get that in, listeners. If you've got a view on that, you might even remember that dispute. I'm afraid it was a year before I was indeed born. But I did have didn't quite meet him, but I had the pleasure of sharing the same room as Ricky Tomlinson, and he gave us a tremendous presentation of what actually happened up there and what they all went through and whatnot. And by God, it's quite frightening when the state is bearing down on you like that, isn't it? Okay, look, a bit topical this, I know, but UK smoking, according to The Guardian, is at its lowest level ever recorded. The number of smokers in Britain is the lowest since records began in 1974, according to new data, and more than a million people say they are using e-cigarettes to help them quit smoking. The latest figures from the Office for National Statistics show that 17.2% of adults in the UK smoked in 2015, down from 20.1% in 2010. Not surprisingly, though, this smoking levels are highest in Scotland at 19.1%, followed by Northern Ireland on 19%, Wales 18.1%, and England on 16.9%. Do you think out there, listen, do you think there could be a link there to poverty and high volumes of smoking? I certainly do. The number have been dropping fastest in recent years in Scotland and Wales. Among local authorities, Blackpool is the only one to feature consistently in the 10 heaviest smoking areas between 2012 and 2015. In 2015, 25.3% of adults in Blackpool smoked. But if you've ever been to Blackpool, you'll see it's a very run down town, city. And there's a lot of poverty around. So is there evidence of a link between poverty and smoking? The data also shows that 2.3 million people used e-cigarettes in England, Scotland and Wales in 2015. About 4% of the population and 4 million more describe themselves as former e-cigarette users. A further 2.6 million say they have tried them but not used them regularly. And this comes, of course, as the government set a minimum rate for a box of cigarettes. Men are more likely to smoke, 19.3% compared with 15.3% of women. That was funny. When I was at school, all the girls smoked. Smoking is most common in the 25 to 34 age group, where 23% smoked in 2015. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but you get the general idea about that. So that is well worth a mention there. Have we got time for a very quick music break, and I'll just cover off with one more article. I can hear the producer scrambling there. No, I can tell. We'll call you Blue.
Judge Jim's Big Debate on Tracks FM.
I tried hard to make you want me, but we're not supposed to be. And the truth will always haunt me, even though it set me free. And my tears flow like the ocean as they floated in the breeze. They were falling in slow motion and they brought me to my knees. Oh, you're haunting me, taunting me, haunting my brain. Turn out the light and now all that remains fills me with doubt, and I'm shouting your name out loud. Why do you wanna put me through the pain? I get the feeling I'll never escape. I get high away from the shame of you. Tears on the ground, tears on my pillow. You won't bring me down, and I'll get over you. These tears will get me through, and I'll.
taunting me, all in my brain. Turn up the light and now all that remains fills me with doubt, and I'm shouting your name out loud. Why do you wanna put me through the pain? I get the feeling I'll never escape. I get hard away from the shame of you.
Bit of Clean Bandit, I must say. Clean Bandit featuring Louisa Johnson. Track's called Tears. Badass, isn't it? You're listening to Judge James Big Debate. He's here every Wednesday from 7 p.m. UK time. It must take ages to do his show, and it's only an hour. For us mere DJs, we pick out some records and we drag and drop into a crate. But this gentleman has to scan for all the good newspapers. But he's got to scan through the crap ones. I think the one last time he scanned through the papers, he tore it up live on air. Take it away, Judge.
Yes, I did. It was the Daily Telegraph. Of course, not all DJs use records, do they, Dave? But anyway, look, I just want to give this a mention in the last 2 minutes of the show. This is another initiative by Donald Trump. Plan to dump Obamacare comes under fire. Democrats, Republicans, and analysts criticize bill. Opponents say cover will cost $1,000 a year more. The American Health Care Act, this is what the Trump government are trying to put through Congress at the moment, will eliminate the individual mandate which requires Americans to have health care insurance or pay a fine. It will cut the number of people insured under Medicare, allow insurance firms to charge old people up to 5 times more than the young. The bill would require insurers to cover pre-existing conditions, but allow them to add 30% charge to premiums if people go without insurance for too long. The Democrats have argued that they're calling this Trump care by eliminating minimum coverage for health plans and decreasing the availability of tax credits would increase the cost for an average American by at least $1,000 or £800 a year. Boy, are we lucky that we've got the NHS, and certainly is worthwhile fighting for when you compare probably one of the richest nations in the world is fighting from what, 50, 60 years later over putting in some sort of safety net of a healthcare scheme. They put it in and then they're trying to tear it up immediately after. But there you go, I just wanted to mention that. If you ever criticise the NHS, just think of Trump care and having to insure yourself against it. I did see in the Times today from that idiot Finkelstein, who's one of the editorials in there, that he reckons there should be a separate tax to fund the NHS. Well, he's just living on another planet. Anyway, that's enough from me, Judge Jim's Big Debate. Bloody hell, you get tired doing this, don't you? It's over to David RB and the Badger set sessions now till 10 o'clock. Take it away, Dave.
Judge Jim's Big Debate on Tracks FM.